Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we look at the 2015 News and Review. This is part three of a four-part series. Washington Community School District had a changing of the guard this summer. On July 1st, Jeff Dix became the superintendent of the district. He previously served as superintendent at Newell Fonda and Albert City Truesdale Community School Districts and had been a principal. On July 1st, City of Washington staff, Mayor Sandra Johnson, and council members took part in a groundbreaking ceremony for a new water tower. It's located off of West 5th Street near where the new YMCA will be built. Johnson explained the new infrastructure will replace that which was built in the 1920s, and it adds approximately 250,000 more gallons of water storage. On July 6th, the KCII Severe Weather Action Team responded to a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Washington County and northern Henry County. Heavy rainfalls were reported with over 1.4 inches of rain between 3:30 and 6:30 p.m. In total, just under 3 inches of rain fell. At 5:15, a lightning strike caused an electrical board to ignite at Hafley's Truck Repair. The Washington Fire Department extinguished the fire. The heavy rainfalls caused area river levels to rise. The Iowa River was within 1 foot of flood stage at Columbus Junction and Wapello. In mid-July, two heat advisories were issued for southeast Iowa. On July 13th, the heat advisory was issued for heat index values up to 108 and temperatures in the lower 90s. The second heat advisory was issued from Friday afternoon to Saturday evening. According to the National Weather Service, people were at a higher risk for heat illness because it was the first episode of extreme heat for the season, and there wasn't an opportunity to acclimate. The 2015 Fair Queen was named Zoe Wagner. Macy Merrick was named first runner-up, Michaela Brush was second runner-up, and Emma Stout was Miss Congeniality. In July, about 200 bicyclists took part in the inaugural Rockin' Ride. Susan Van Osdell shares many people rode despite the rain, and approximately 320 people took part in the Rockin' Relax that evening. Over $60,000 was raised. All of the funds received were presented to the University of Iowa Holden Comprehensive Cancer Center for cancer research. Animal rights activists were taken into custody for a cross-country crime spree that included an incident in southeast Iowa. California residents 31-year-old Joseph Brian Buddenberg and 28-year-old Nicole Juanita Kassane were arrested by the FBI for conspiracy to violate the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. Their indictment alleges they were behind the release of 400 to 500 minks from a farm outside of Kyoto in 2013. The defendants are also accused of sneaking onto farms in Idaho, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Overall, the defendants are suspected of releasing thousands of minks and causing hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage. In August, the groundbreaking ceremony for the Washington Area Performing Arts and Event Center was held. Funds have come in from private donors, the Washington County Riverboat Foundation, Vision Iowa, the City of Washington, and the Washington County Board of Supervisors. In August, a ribbon cutting was held prior to the official opening of the new Skunk River Bridge. An October finish was anticipated for the Highway 1 bridge when the replacement got underway at the beginning of the year, and the project cost around $5.1 million. This fall, the State Theater's blue and yellow marquee in downtown Washington was installed. Local historian Mike Zaws, known for his work on the Brenton films, was in attendance and shared it's just one step in a series of wonderful things. The Opera House, that is now home to Washington's movie theater, was built in 1893. Frank and Indiana Brinton showed their movies in the 1890s at the venue. It's now believed to be the oldest theater in the world continually showing movies. In September, voters in the Highland School District voted down a bond measure. On the ballot was a $10.46 million bond issue to build a new elementary school to be located next to the existing high school and middle school. The school would have replaced the present elementary schools in Ainsworth and Riverside. According to unofficial totals, voters in the district overwhelmingly said no. The issue fell with 62%, or 772 voting no, and 467 voting yes. School officials had said going to a single elementary school would save the district $250,000 annually. In September, a man died after an officer-involved shooting near Wellman. According to Iowa DCI, the Washington County Sheriff's Office received a call for a suicidal subject at 9 p.m. on Saturday evening. Deputies went to the residence of the subject, identified as 39-year-old Martin Francis Hammond. At that time, deputies did not locate him. At approximately 1:14 Sunday morning, deputies returned to the residence for a fire. Authorities found the residence and structures engulfed in flames. A person was seen running north from the property, crossing Highway 22. Shortly after, Hammond walked out from a tree line with a handgun and propane torch. Authorities ordered Hammond to drop the gun, but he failed to comply with the orders. Sergeant Kirk Bailey fired his service rifle, striking Hammond in the upper torso. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No deputies were injured in the incident. In September, the Mid Prairie 2015 Homecoming Queen was named Madison Zardneck, and King was Ben Stone. The United Presbyterian Home in Washington announced this fall an expansion for their retirement community. Construction will include an addition to the South Hall of the current health center, which will include 17 private rooms and the conversion of existing semi-private rooms to private. It will also develop a 16-bed dementia-specific area and add extra room for wellness and fitness, including a therapy pool. In September, it was announced that a Wayland woman was facing charges of embezzlement by a bank officer. 50-year-old Heidi Wagler was charged with embezzling $864,000 from Country Bank Corporation. The actions taken by Wagler allegedly happened from June of 2004 to October of 2013. That's been today's Washington Page with a look back at news in 2015. This is part 3 of a 4-part series. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.